Hey, what's up? It's Kelsey Ballerini.
The Scotty K Show.
Kelsey?
Hi, Scotty.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm so good. How are you, my friend?
I'm great. It's good to talk to you. Can we go down memory lane real quick for a second? I know that's probably always fun.
It's
always fun. And especially when your phone or your like Facebook or social media reminds you of things, you're like, I forgot that part of my life. It was probably about like 11 years ago. You and I, when we first met, it was in the storeroom, like the back storage room of a DSW shoe store in Atlanta.
Oh my God.
Do you remember?
You're so right. You just unlocked so many. Yes.
I don't remember. I don't know if it was like a partnership or whatever it was, but you were performing in the shoe store.
Yes. I did like an acoustic set in the middle of a shoe store.
Yeah, and
I don't know why. I can't remember.
And we were in the back, but we were playing with things. We were playing with hats and shoes and things that we were playing dress up, oddly enough, in this weird storage room. And that memory came up as I was talking about how you're doing this tour and you're playing the freaking United Center in Chicago, where the house that Michael Jordan built. I'm like, that is a big difference.
I mean, it's been such a journey, and I think every artist's journey is so different, like nothing's linear, but there were so many years in the last decade where I was like, am I ever going to be able to make that jump to the big rooms, you know? And I think in the last couple of years, it's kind of been a now or never, just do it.
Well, and you have played the biggest ones since the shoe store. You've come a long way, Kelsey. You've done good for yourself.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm so excited.
Are there any places along that way too that you remember going, I can't believe I'm playing this, like a shoe store? I can't believe I'm playing a shoe store right now, but here we are. We're going to do this.
The shoe store is definitely one. I remember I played an acoustic set in a Texas Roadhouse. that definitely hit different, but they're all such good memories, and it's all like, there were no steps that were skipped. And I think that's what makes everything so sweet, going from like the Texas Roadhouse to the local like bar and then the club and then the theater, you know, I've gotten to see every side of each of these cities, which is really special.
Well, in each one of those size of venues, I think gives you a different experience with your fans too, that you can take from that, because it's going to be a different experience in the Texas Roadhouse with people up close and personal like that, eating food in front of your face while you're trying to perform your art, as opposed to the Madison Square Gardens and the United Centers and the stadiums with Kenny and things like that. So you get these really cool experiences that are different with your fans at the same time. Now, you've been showing a lot of the behind the scenes stuff too, which I love that you do that. And you talked a lot about your set list. Do you think your set list for this tour is going to change as the tour goes on?
I do. Because, you know, it's not a tour for the new record specifically. It's like a tour for my last five albums. And so there's a lot of music to put in there, and I'm trying to get a gauge on not just the songs that have been on the radio, but the songs that have been fan favorites that are like, you know, track 11 on album one or whatever. So I'm just trying to make room for all of it. So I think East Coast will have one set list, and then West Coast will have a different set list, just to switch it up.
Are you going to take feedback from your fans as well about what songs they want, or are you just going to feel it out as they go?
Definitely. And I already have. There's a couple of songs in the set that, like, even management were like, really? That one? I'm like, you just got to trust me. This is one that, like, the girlies want to hear this one. I got to do it for the girls.
Yeah, and I do feel like your music really does touch people in different ways, and it helps people be seen, especially your new album. From your new songs, who do you think... feels the most seen from some of the stuff on Patterns? You know, what people that have been going through what kind of things, or maybe they've already expressed to you, hey, I am going through this, or I am this kind of person, and this I feel seen because of this music.
I mean, I've always tried to make records that kind of bookmark the 2 years of my life that I write it during, and so it's really been a journey of going through my whole 20s with everyone. And now I'm into my 30s, and I feel like I've also unlocked this new level of honesty with my songwriting, where I'm not really scared to say anything anymore. and that is definitely a double-edged sword, but I think that's really allowed this new level of connection with people. And so I think the people that love this new record in particular, it's just people that are like growing up and celebrating it, and like also being like, what am I doing with my life? All those feelings that we have. And like, the easy answer would be, you know, it's for girls in their 20s and 30s. But I've been so thoroughly surprised by especially with the single Cowboys Cry too, like the amount of men that have started coming to shows with their girlfriends, and their girlfriends aren't like dragging them. That's new. So yeah. I hope that there's something for everyone. That's always the goal, that everyone's welcome.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up too, because I think that we are starting to be in an era, and sometimes it depends on what group of people you run with too, where there isn't as much guarded men going, you know, to the concerts. There's men going, hey, I am working on my emotions. This stuff actually touches me too at the same time.
Yes.
And it's open. And that's gotta be cool for you to see that shift. And then you actually kind of be a catalyst of that, or your music for somebody, which has gotta be, that's gotta feel good.
It's an honor. I will say one of my favorite things is when I'm singing Peter Pan and I look out and I get to see all these grown men singing Peter Pan. I just get tickled every time. It makes me giggle.
I love that. I'm going to make sure I sing extra loud.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah. You have to.
With all the stuff that you do, you unapologetically have gone into the social media world because you kind of had to. Have you gotten to the point where you feel like you just want to start your own conspiracy theories and see what happens and just go on social media, just say the random thing and just let it go to the point of where it doesn't affect you anymore?
Oh, absolutely not. No, the internet still terrifies me. And I'm super sensitive. Like I've gotten better at not doom scrolling and stuff like that because I used to be horrendous about it. But no. I mean, I still read comments and, if I offend people, it's like, it really deeply affects me.
Really?
So no conspiracy theories, no bomb dropping from me. I'm trying to be easy breezy, baby.
Yeah. It still gets to you. I guess. It does to all of us at some point, but the goal is to kind of just manage it as it goes. Cause I don't know if we ever get past it all because we all deal with our own stuff.
And just being aware of what you put out there, you know, like what is my intention? To rile people up or to just have like an honest display of my life.
Do you think that if TikTok goes away, do you think it hurts or helps the music industry?
Oh my gosh. I mean,
I know that's a loaded one.
It is a loaded one. I can honestly argue both sides. I will say going into a tour, and knowing that it has the potential to go away, I think that's definitely a bummer.
From a promotional standpoint, you mean?
Definitely. And I think also it's been such an opportunity for new artists that don't have a record deal or are still in their hometown or whatever, like to get their music out there and to have these amazing careers that really springboard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's definitely going to change, I think, the music industry.
Yeah,
certainly.
Here's what I will say to that, Kelsey, and I don't know, maybe stew on that for a second. We can talk next Thursday, but I do think that it's already changed, right? So TikTok going away, it's already started a movement of people, not only the A&Rs being able to open their minds to finding artists in different places, but also artists going, I'm not stuck. I can put myself out there in other places. So people have gotten creative. The music industry is getting creative. So I think it's already changed. I don't know if TikTok specifically going away, it'll hurt it off the bat, but I do think it's nice that we've gotten to a place where, okay, we can open this up a little bit so people don't feel like nobody will ever hear or see my art because they can.
True. I think it's definitely given artists a lot more control for themselves, which is a beautiful thing always.
Real quick, let's talk about the Voice. Obviously, I'm sure you're stoked for that to premiere on the 3rd. So you, and correct me if I'm wrong, right? It's Adam, you, John, and Michael, right?
It is.
Okay, so I want you to take those three other people, and I want to put you in a couple scenarios. You tell me which one would pick to be your partner in that scenario, okay?
Okay,
between Adam Levine, John Legend, Michael Bublé, who would you pick to be in a Disney trivia competition with you?
Michael Bublé, because he's just like super dad with his kids.
Cute.
I feel like he's up to speed on all the Disney stuff.
And I know you know your Disney stuff. You can't mess with,
I do.
What's wrong with that stuff. Who would you pick to be on your team for an extreme dodgeball game?
Probably Adam. He seems like he's the most athletic.
Okay. What about an escape room?
John, because I just feel like he's like a silent killer, that one. He is so quiet, but he is so wise. And every time he opens his mouth, it's like, that was the nugget of knowledge that we were all trying to say. And you just said it. He's brilliant.
What a cool group of people to be around. Two more. Cupcake decorating competition.
Oh, I just want to be on my own team for that one. I would take all the boys down on that one.
All right, I like that. And finally, a competitive IKEA furniture assembly competition.
Oh, that's hilarious. I'm going to go back to Buble on that one.
All right. You can put it together. All right, Kelsey, we'll bring you a couch and a table to put together at the United Center on Thursday. I'm excited.
The trial run.
Yeah. It's just training. We got to train, you know?
You're so right.
Right. Well, it's great to talk to you, and we look forward to seeing you on Thursday and everything else that's going to come from this tour. Congratulations on all of it, too.
Thank you, my friend. I can't wait to see you.
Of course. Talk to you soon.